Hey, this is Jack Fowler. Please take a moment to listen to this message from our sponsor, Fatima the Movie, in theaters and on demand, August 28th.
The incredible true story is now a powerful, uplifting motion picture event. Fatima. In 1917, the world needed hope when three children received a miracle.
Who are you?
I come from heaven.
Fatima has now been endorsed by the Shrine of Fatima, featuring the original song Grazia Plena, performed by Andrea Bocelli. Fatima, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. August 28th, in theaters and on demand.
Hello and welcome to The Bookmonger. I'm John J. Miller of National Review. Thanks for listening. This show is a production of National Review, and we're recording from the studio WRFH, the campus radio station of Hillsdale College. This episode is brought to you by Bowl and Branch, and I'll tell you about that shortly. Our guest is Ian Murray, author of The Socialist Temptation. Ian, welcome to The Bookmonger.
Hey, John. It's great to be back with you.
What is socialism? Give us a definition and tell us what makes it so tempting.
Well, that's a very, very good question at the moment. Traditionally, socialism was essentially a Marxist phrase. It meant workers' control of the means of production, distribution, and exchange. So the working man would be in charge of everything, of his factory, of how things were distributed, and how things were sold. So when socialism has been implemented, this has normally meant that that government started controlling everything directly. And that's traditional socialism. But we know traditional socialism didn't work very well. I grew up in England when things were still run in a socialist fashion, and it was a dreary, dreary place. Very high cost of living, very little choice. It was not much fun. So socialism as an economic system, as classically defined, has failed. And when people talk about socialism these days, they tend to say, no, we don't mean any of that. We don't mean all the dreary nationalized industries. We don't mean that you have to make an appointment with your local gas board in order to get a new gas heating system for your house, anything like that. No, we just want democratic control over corporations. So what they mean is essentially a massively increased regulatory bureaucracy that will be able to poke around and sniff into every aspect of our commercial lives. And increasingly, it's not just a commercial life; it's your individual life as well. And I think when people talk about socialism these days, they mean democratic control over things like speech as well. And to my mind, that is an extremely worrying proposition.
Why is this idea appealing right now, maybe especially to young people?
Well, the great thing about socialism is that it speaks a very good game. Americans in general fall into one of three value groups. There's a group that thinks that fairness is the most important value, a group that thinks liberty is the most important value, and a group that thinks community is the most important value. Socialism actually speaks to all of these, and it speaks very well. You know, obviously, fairness, equality, and so on—that's the bread and butter of socialist messaging and rhetoric. But they also talk about freedom a lot. They talk about how you're not really free in society unless all the old ills of racism and sexism and paternalism are all done away with. So it speaks to freedom as well. It also speaks in the language of community. There's a lot of nostalgia in socialism where people say that, if every job was a union job, then we'd be back to the job for life and the American dream of the 1950s, which was really a much more socialist period, they say, than today. So let's go back to that. So socialism messaging actually speaks to American values, and it takes a bit of intellectual poking around to realize that in virtually all of these cases, what they're talking about is not equality at all. It's the rule of bureaucrats. It's not freedom at all. It's only freedom if the bureaucrats approve what you say, and community will actually be washed away in the flood of getting rid of the racism and the sexism and so on in this sort of radical egalitarianism that will completely rebuild community. So socialism is appealing, but in the end, it's a false promise.
You're listening to The Bookmonger, a production of National Review, and this episode is brought to you by Bowl and Branch, which offers the softest, most comfortable, pure organic sheets on the planet. Bowl and Branch cotton is rain-fed, pesticide-free, and carries the highest organic certification. Bowl and Branch works with family-owned mills all over the world to weave every set of sheets with the highest level of craftsmanship. I sleep on Bowl and Branch sheets, and you should too. I like mine a lot. My wife likes them even more. They start at just $160, but they're $1,000 quality. Plus, you can sleep on them for a month risk-free. Right now, you'll get $50 off any sheet set at bowlandbranch.com with the promo code BOOKMONGER. Spelled Bowl, B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code BOOKMONGER as one word for $50 off. That's bowlandbranch.com. Promo code BOOKMONGER. Restrictions may apply. See bowlandbranch.com for details. But by all means, check it out. You'll be glad you did. And it's a great way to support this show. Ian, you mentioned that you got a taste of socialism as you were growing up in the UK. The United States has resisted socialism throughout its history more than a lot of other countries have. And in fact, about a year ago, President Trump said, quote, America will never be a socialist country, unquote. Do you think that's true? We'll never be socialist here?
I think that if you look at the polling data, there is a very worrying sign, which is that young college-educated people, people who should know better, are by far the most likely to be seduced by the socialist temptation. We have reached a stage now. My friend and colleague, the economic historian Phil Magnus, has done research into how a lot of colleges are introducing socialist ideas into people's into people's minds. The most prescribed text in all of American colleges is Plato's Republic. Second to that is Karl Marx's The Communist Manifesto, the fundamental socialist text. It is prescribed not in economics syllabuses, but in history, in English, in all the various studies programs. As I say in the book, if we are forcing socialism down people's throats at colleges, it's no surprise they're vomiting it back up in their daily lives. I think we have to be very worried that the young, educated cadre of people coming out of colleges is basically being indoctrinated in socialism. That's something that could change what President Trump said.
What's the best way to fight socialism in 2020 and beyond?
Well, socialism always used to say that that you must heighten the contradictions of the capitalist system. I think we need to turn that back on them and heighten their contradictions. When they talk about equality, what they are talking about is setting up a class of bureaucrats to rule over the rest of us. That's no equality. When they talk about freedoms, they are saying that there is no such thing as a freedom unless it redresses the power balance. So you are actually not free to do whatever you want. You have to do what they want you to do. So I think heightening the contradictions of socialism and pointing out that socialism, although it speaks to these values, actually serves to undermine these values, I think that's the best way to go about it.
Ian, last question. We're just about out of time. You are director of the Center for Economic Freedom at the Competitive Enterprise Institute in Washington, D.C. What's that, and how can listeners learn more about it?
Competitive Enterprise Institute was founded in 1984 to fight back against the growing threat of regulation, the growing threat of excessive bureaucracy that I talk about throughout the book. We've had many successes over the years, and we particularly work on things like energy regulation, economic financial regulation, tech regulation, and the like. If you go to CEI.org, you can see all our various campaigns and what we're doing to sort of fight back against this tide of bureaucracy that threatens to overwhelm American way of life.
The author is Ian Murray. The book is The Socialist Temptation. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this show, please take a minute to leave a review. Your reviews help new listeners discover us, and that helps us keep this show going. We'll be back next week with a new episode of The Bookmonger.